Chapter 2. Patience is an issue.
And then, what about the part where Daring Do swooped through the massive barricade the hench ponies had constructed? I couldn't believe she made it! Even though they were blocking the path to the secret stone that unlocked the hidden gates that led to the road to the Volcano of Destiny? Rainbow Dash yelled. She spread her blue wings out wide in excitement. Her voice was so loud that any pony within a mile radius of Ponyville Park could have heard her. The only other times she got this worked up was when she was flying, performing a sonic rain boom, or when she saw one of the Wonderbolts do a sweet new trick. Spoiler alert! La la la! Twilight sang as she held her hooves over her ears. She shook her head back and forth in protest. Twilight, what are you doing? Asked Rainbow Dash, raising a skeptical eyebrow. Don't you want to talk about how so totally awesome the book is? Especially the part where... No! Twilight yelled. She softened her tone and added, Sorry, I mean no. No spoilers, please? You're not finished yet? Rainbow whined, doing a dramatic twirl before falling to the ground. This is the worst! I thought you, of all the ponies in Equestria, would be done reading it by now. Don't eggheads like you just, like, look at books and absorb what's in them anyway? She groaned. Twilight smirked. Sometimes Rainbow said things that sounded harsh, but were really compliments in disguise. Whenever she called Twilight an egghead, she really meant that she thought Twilight was smart. Well, I can speed read, but this is a book I really want to savor and enjoy. Twilight held up her copy. A new one of these doesn't come out every day, you know. Of course Rainbow knew. She'd only been waiting for this Daring Do adventure for what, months? Hey, what is that and why didn't I get one? Rainbow pointed to the Daring Do bookmark stuck in between the pages, about a third of the way through. It was shaped like the famous relic from the first book in the series, the Sapphire Stone. It was actually pretty sweet. They sell them at the bookshop. You can have this one if you want, offered Twilight. She passed it to Rainbow, clearly trying to make up for her disappointment. Nah, it's okay, Rainbow said, handing back the bookmark. It was a nice gesture, but Rainbow Dash's number one problem still wasn't solved. She needed to find some pony who had finished reading the book so she could go over all the new awesome stuff that had happened in the story. Now. How am I supposed to talk about the coolest parts of the story if no pony has finished yet? Rainbow groaned. Sorry, Rainbow. Twilight said, taking a seat on her favorite bench on the perimeter of Ponyville Park. But I'm going to take my time. Then she opened her book and got settled for a slow, relaxed reading session. I guess reading is just another thing that showcases how fast I am and how slow every pony else is, Rainbow Dash mumbled before taking off into the clouds. Story of my life. Fluttershy, who was leading a group of ducklings to the pond at Ponyville Park, happened to walk past just as Rainbow Dash took off. Fluttershy noticed the look of dismay on Twilight Sparkle's face, so she made a detour.
Hold it right there, little sweeties,
the yellow Pegasus cooed to her feathered followers.
I'll just be an itty-bitty moment, and then we'll go for that little paddle like I promised.
The ducklings responded with tiny, happy quacks.
Hi, Fluttershy, Twilight said, still looking to the sky in concern.
Up in the sky, Rainbow kicked a cloud in frustration. It disappeared with a poof. She frowned and looked for another puffy cumulus to take her anger out on.
Is something wrong with Rainbow Dash?
Fluttershy asked, looking toward the sky.
She seems... a little down.
She wants to talk about the new Daring Do book, but no pony's finished reading it yet, explained Twilight.
She furrowed her brow in concern.
Oh, I just started reading it, said Fluttershy. But I had to put it down to take care of my daily duckling duties. It's quite good so far.
I just wish there was something we could do to help her. It's so great to see a pony so excited about reading, Twilight sighed. If I had it my way, every pony would read all the time. Then we'd have meetings and discuss what we'd learned and exchange ideas.
So why don't you do that? Asked Fluttershy. It seems like fun.
Fluttershy, that's perfect, Twilight replied, standing up. We'll plan a Daring Do book club, and we can hold it at the library. Then Rainbow can talk about the books all she wants. Rainbow flew down so fast that Fluttershy and Twilight didn't even see her coming. Now that's what I'm talking about, she cheered as she did a little backflip. By the way, I was totally listening to your whole conversation.